Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they're sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzy, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, April the 14th, of 2018. And the time is 6:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about or introduce the new seven-hour series that starts on Monday, April the 16th. Cost is $25 for my life management system team members and $50 for non-members. Again, the series starts on Monday. That's Monday, Moonday, April the 16th, 12 noon. And the cost is $25 for members of the life management team and $50 early registration. After the 16th, then the price goes back to its regular cost, which is $50 for the non-members. Then after that, it goes to $100 for the cost for the series. This series, we're going to break down spiritual synthesis. We're going to break down the same thing that happens in biology happens in spirituality. Let me say that again. This is extremely, extremely important. The same thing that happens biologically happens spiritually. It is the ability to understand how the spirit realm works. This is spiritual alchemy. This is spiritual theology, spiritual biology, spiritual psychology, spiritual sociology. This is your own spiritual algorithm. Everybody has one. The issue or the concern is most of us don't know how to operate in the spirit realm, so therefore we are confused when shizness manifests in the physical realm. Nothing in the physical realm should happen in your life that you do not already over, under, and understand. There's going to be things that happen in my life that's going to catch you off guard. But trust me, my brothers, trust me, my sisters, it ain't catching me off guard because I under, over, and understand the spirit realm. This series is going to be breaking down spiritual therapeutics, which is the foundation of everything that I do. Spiritual therapy. Spiritual therapeutics is the ability to understand that. I can barely pronounce the word. But it's important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand the magnitude and the importance of spiritual therapeutics. Because spiritual therapeutics is the foundation of understanding how the spirit realm works. So in this seven-hour series, we're going to go through step by step by step how the biology is just expressing your spirituality. Let me say that again. This is extremely important. We're going to break down how your biology is expressing your spirituality. Let me say that one more time. In this series, we're going to under, over, and understand how your biology is being controlled by your spirituality. Spiritual synthesis is understanding 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, which says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, many of us are ignorant of his devices. Because we are ignorant of his devices, he has an advantage over us. So my brothers and my sisters, let me break this down for you because this is extremely, extremely, extremely important. This series, again, is a mind-blowing series. I don't know how to under, over, and under, or break it down for you other than just to simply break it down for you. So this series, again, starts on Monday, April the 16th. The cost is $25 for current members of the Life Management System. The cost is $50 for members that are not members of the Life Management System. We're going to break down spiritual alchemy. We're going to break down spiritual theology, spiritual, again, biology, spiritual psychology, spiritual algorithm, how to understand what and how people think, how to understand the conscious realm and the spirit realm, how to understand spiritual therapeutics. Have you ever wondered how and why people do what they do? Would you like to know what someone is thinking? Would you like to know what your own self is thinking? Would you like to be able to predict with 100% accuracy everything that is going on in your life and everybody else's life? How do you do that? How do you understand the spirit realm? How do you really understand how shizness work? During this series that starts Monday, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how the spirit realm works. I've heard different people say different things. It took me a long time to understand, so that way I had 100% accuracy. So now there's this running joke that between the people that really know me, I always say I don't have no friends. That's BS. You guys know I have friends. You're one of my friends. I say that because, again, I want you to understand that I'm not being that. That's a play on words. That's word magic. That's therapo. Therapo. In the Greek, it's a Greek word that gives us the English word therapy. So therapo means to serve, to heal, to cure, to restore. So this ability, again, to understand therapeutics, spiritual therapeutics or spiritual synthesis. Now, the way that the spirit realm works, the spirit realm does not work the way the physical realm does. That's number one. So in this series, we're going to start off breaking down how questions, remember the series I did on questions, which was kind of an introduction to what I'm going to talk about during the series. So the first thing we're going to talk about is questions, which is, again, another way of self-analyzing. So self-analyzation is how, that's the introduction to the spirit realm. The introduction to how to operate in the spirit realm starts with self-analysis. So the best way to turn the brain off is to turn the heart on. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. During this series, my brothers, during this series, my sisters, again, cost of the series is $25 if you pay that today. Tomorrow, for everybody, it goes to $50. After the series starts, it goes to $100. Now, let me make sure you understand why this series is so important, like all the series that I've done this year. We started off talking about mitemkosis, which is just another word for resurrection, reincarnation. Then we talked about photon light injection. Then we talked about quantum fusion induction state. Now we're getting ready to talk about spiritual therapeutics or spiritual synthesis, which is the same thing as photosynthesis on the biological realm, which is to understand that when light or energy hits something, it is transferred into something. So the best way to turn the brain off is to turn something else on. The problem is that most people are doing that without understanding that. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you disconnect? You know, if you got an addiction, how do you get rid of your addiction? How can I stop cold turkey eating? You know, my wife trips out all the time. I can do sugar for 6 months, year, 5 years, and then just stop and never eat sugar again. And she wonders how. Whether it's coffee, I can drink coffee and just stop. I can eat meat and just stop. I can go here and just stop. I can be in a relationship with somebody and just stop. Now, is there some emotional baggage, for lack of a better term? Absolutely. But how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the unconscious? How do you deal with the subconscious? How do you deal with the conscious? That's the introduction. That's the door. That's not the spirit realm. Everything that's been taught in modern psychology, everything that's been taught in traditional theology, everything that's been taught in sociology and all of these ologies, even theology, these are, again, the door. That's how you get into that. That's the door. But when you get into the spirit realm, how do you know what is a benevolent disposition and a non-benevolent disposition? Because in the beginning, when you go through the door, all dispositions are benevolent. They turn later after they get you addicted. Now, I introduced these topics inside of my book, Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords. Inside of the book, The Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords, I dropped some deep shiznits that I know you already have already read, because, again, you are an astute individual. So you already know what a soul tie and soul clutter, what an emotional tie, what these cords are. What these chords are, and what these CH cord, a musical cord, a electrical cord, or a rope, and a court, as in a legal jurisdiction. So if you do not remove the trash, you will not become whole, and it will bite you in your... I think you know what rhymes with trash. You see, my brothers and sisters, there is a very powerful way by which you can physically, again, remove all of the garbage that is, how can I put this, spiritually affecting your soul, which is your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. And then that's manifesting in your body. So when I look at somebody's behavior, I can tell where their soul is at because I see where their mind is at. Which is simply meaning the best way to turn the brain off is to turn the heart on. Why? The heart is 100 times more powerful than the brain. Now, I know that may be contrary to your theology, but let me make sure you understand. If you're not engaged in toe-curling activities, that means that you are engaged in mental activities. And let me say that again. In the demonic realm, which is a watered-down version of the spirit realm, a lesser deity must succumb to a higher deity, entity, demon. In all of the movies, it's amazing to me that I watch and I just marvel. Like when I watched King Arthur and I saw King Arthur's dad in the movie, if you guys haven't seen the movie, I don't want to spoil it, but, you know, he dies and it's the demon. It's like in the Bruce Lee, when I watched the movie Dragon. Bruce Lee's, you know, father, you know, the demon killed him. The demon killed Bruce Lee. The demon killed Brandon Lee. So that family demon is still running around because none of the men have addressed it. And now there is no Lees on the planet. They wiped off the gene pool, which is the devil's goal. So my father's sins was passed down to me. His father's sin was passed down to him. That's what they call a familiar or a family spirit. It's a family liar, a family lie. Look at the word family and the word lie. Put them together, you have the word familiar. Familiar spirit is a family lie. It's the lie that took away the ability of the family to respond. It's in your family too, homie. I don't know if you've identified it yet. You might want to pimp the game. Now, this lie has been in the family so long that the family has adopted it. The family has coddled it. The family is feeding it. That's why it likes your family, because your family feeds that demon or that disposition. Not your family, but families that you know. Now, let me make you sure you understand. See, I've been doing this shit for a long time. It took me a long time to asking a bunch of freaking questions to the spirit realm, to the big G. Everything starts with asking questions of yourself. Self-analysis, number one, self-analysis. Number two, number one, questions. Number three, of the self, self-analysis. Analogy. Number three, you got to leave the brain behind. You got to engage the heart, which activates the gut. We'll break that down, which is the unconscious, subconscious, and conscious. Head, heart, gut, unconscious, subconscious, conscious. That gets you to understanding that you are a spiritual algorithm, And since most people, they understand it from a computer language or a computer term, but when it comes to the spiritual realm, we get, I don't know, it's interesting that we get convoluted. We get lost. We don't understand that a computer is the mechanical version of the spirit realm. So let me make sure you understand. Computers are taking over people. Everything that people are doing, computers are doing now. People now have to evolve and take over gods. Everything that the little G's are doing, gods are doing. That's what you should be doing. You are evolving. That's what the age that we're entering in. We're in the age of Aquarius, where we are evolving. Unfortunately, people are wrestling with. People are fighting with. People don't want to let go. Right now, there used to be, you know, jobs that people used to do. Let's say car wash. When I go to a car wash now, it's automated. There's a machine. I drive in. I put my credit card. The gate opens. I drive into this little thing, and the water gets out. The brush comes out. Now, back in the day, dudes used to do that. Now, computers do that. So technology is taking over humanity, because humanity must take over spirituality. But humanity, we don't know how to do what. See, there are computer programmers that are programming computers to take your job. There are spiritual entities that are programming humanity to take their job. You get the wrong programmer, you're going to get the wrong job. That's why there are so many people who have the truth. You will never hear me arguing about nobody who's talking about an ascended master. You will never hear me talking about Antoine LaVey's stuff. And he talked about the entity Lamb that appeared to him, and he auto-wrote the book. You will never hear me, you know, arguing against Aleister Crowley's stuff and what Aleister Crowley wrote. There's Christians, there's people who are debating and saying that Buddha and Muhammad, I mean, all of these dudes are entities. There's a plethora of them. It talks about them inside of the Helios Biblios. So if you're a card-carrying Bible thumper, read Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Read Judges chapter 6, verse 10. And then that will lay you to rest. That's what God said. You should have no other God before me. He would never have said that if there was no other God. So spiritual synthesis is the ability to discern between different gods or different separated spirits or spirits that are not separated. That's why we should receive the Holy Spirit. The word holy means set apart. So there's a bunch of dispositions. And so there are people right now that are listening to other gurus, and these gurus are getting information from a ruling disposition. That's a spirit. This course that starts on Monday will teach you how to discern the spirits. That's a gift. It's inside of 2 Corinthians. It's called the discerning of spirits, discernment. That's a gift I was born with. But when I was a little whipsnapper and I saw the demon of pedophilia inside of one of my uncles, I didn't understand why nobody else saw it. And I remember telling my dad, yeah, don't hang out with Uncle Blank. And they didn't listen. They hung out with Uncle Blank, and then they got violated. And I was dumbfounded. And so when Sister X came in and was beating my mom, and remember, I was raised in a cult. I didn't read about it in no damn book. And I knew Sister X. Everybody else, when the church split, they went with Sister X. And I didn't understand why my mom went with Sister X. Because I could see that Sister X was whack. And Reverend So-So, I saw him in the after church smoking a blunt and banging the choir director. So I knew the church was whack. At least maybe the church wasn't whack, but the people in it, that the people that was running it was whack. So now I got a bunch of people that I talk to on a daily basis who come in and tell me that the church is whack. Yeah, no shiznit. I've been saying it for 25 years. So I'm dumbfounded because people don't have discernment until I found out that it's a gift. The ability to understand the spirit realm, the ability to understand the conscious realm, the ability to understand the subconscious realm, and the ability to understand the unconscious realm is a gift. Some people got it, some people don't. I just thank God. I'm one of the ones that got it. So now the father say, hey, Negro, you're not supposed to be walking around sitting on your aspiritis. You're supposed to help other folk that don't got it because they got a gift that you don't got. So your gift, you should share with me to help me. I don't have no problem paying for your gift if it's going to help me. If you can help me get across the street, homie, I will gladly pay you to help me get across the street. I don't give a beep what it costs. If you charge me $1 million, if it's going to solve my problem, I'm going to go in my pocket and I'm going to figure out a way to come up with that $1 million. Why? I like solving problems. So I got a dog that hunts. Well, what does your dog do, Brother Will? Well, my dog will teach you how to see in the dark. My dog will show you how the spirit realm works. My dog will make sure that you will never, ever, ever be, what's the word, surprised, is that it, by something that pops up. How to understand the spirit realm. That's what this is about. Some people call it alchemy, spiritual alchemy. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It's the ability to understand what science or what technology calls an algorithm. Now, let me make sure that you understand something, brothers and sisters. In this series, we are going to go into some very dangerous places. They're not dangerous because of their threat, or they're not dangerous because, you know, they could cause problems. They're not dangerous because of this, that, or the other. They are dangerous because, remember, once you see them, they see you. So if you don't know how to get rid of them, then they take power over you because they got a better game. What do you mean, Brother Will? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Now, really, you should read all of 2 Corinthians. But 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, you know, if you don't do this, Satan should get an advantage over you. How does he get an advantage over you according to the Bible? Now, you Bible thumpers, y'all should like this. Satan get an advantage over you because you are ignorant of his devices. Now, do you remember the last series I did and I said the whole purpose? Do you remember the whole purpose, the whole foundation of the life management system? Everything that I do is designed to do one thing only, consciousness. That's why I started an organization called the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly eons ago, which is now the Life Management Center. Now I'm going to be opening up life management centers all over the place, virtual and physical. Why? There's a lot of folk that can't see in the dark. What can they see? The enemy's devices. Now, we got to go further down the rabbit trail, my beautiful brothers and my beautiful sisters, but I can't give you the entire cow because then you won't need to buy the milk. The series starts on Monday. You need to be on that series. The cost is $25. Make that payment today. Just go to masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Why, Brother Will? Because I need you to be able to see in the dark. Y'all ever watched the movie Riddick with, what's his name, Vin Diesel? And Riddick was the only guy on this planet that could see in the dark. He had these funky shades that he would wear. Y'all got to watch the movie Riddick. I forgot what the other title. I know Sister Stacy probably know. But it was a series. I forgot the other two. But anyway, in the movie Riddick, he could see the monsters in the dark. Nobody else could. So he was arrogant. He was cocky. He laughed at the people. They had guns. They tied him up in one of the scenes. They tied him up. They were getting ready to kill him. And the one dude said, "I'm going to put your head in a box." And he told the dude, "Yeah, I'm going to put your head in a box before blah, blah, blah." So how was he? How did Riddick know? Why was he so cocky? Why was he so arrogant? Why did he talk with dunamis power? Why did he have righteous indignation? Same reason I got it. Riddick can see in the dark. Can you see in the dark? If you can't see in the dark, I'm your best friend right now. You should be going to my website yesterday and paying that $25. That way you ain't got to get it after the fact for $100. Either way, if you don't get this shizness from me, you are going to have to get it from somebody else quick, because we are in the age of Aquarius. The problem with the age of Aquarius is it's the age of enlightenment. The problem with the age of enlightenment is also the age of endarkenment. Remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. So if there's an outpouring of informing, there's going to be an outpouring of deforming. Y'all about to see some shizness you've never seen. And remember, you heard it here first. Remember, you're going to say, "Man, damn, Brother Will, that fool ain't as stupid as he looked. What he said actually couldn't, you know, the dude actually was right on." I get that from time to time. People call me, you know, and, you know, usually after they bumped their head a few times. But I remember, how did I get to this place to be able to see in the dark? I bumped my head a plethora of times. Now, let's go back to 2 Corinthians. In fact, we got to read it, man. I wasn't going to read it because I know you thumpers, y'all already read this. But for all of the non-Bible thumpers, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 says, verse 1, "But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness." So you got to determine something with yourself. So you, it's okay to talk to me, listen to my shizness, but after you finish tonight's call, it's you, yourself, and your other self. All three of y'all need to get together and talk to the big G. What are y'all going to talk about? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. "For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad? But the same which made me sorry by me." Now, I like the King James because it's confusing as hell. But you have to look into what the King James says. So 2 Corinthians saying that, okay, the same person that pissed this guy off also made him happy. He says, for if I make you sorry, basically, if I can give you something, I can take it away. Thus, 2 Corinthians verse 1, get it yourself. See, the knowledge that you get yourself can't no man, no woman, no child take from you. See, what I learned, nobody can take from me, because I learned it. I didn't read about it. Nobody gave it to me, but nobody can take it from me. Now, I had to learn that. It took me a long time to learn that. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3. "And I wrote the same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow for them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is in the joy of you all." This is just a fancy way of saying that he came, and the sorrow that he should have, he don't have, because he has confidence in you. See, I don't feel sorry for people. I was just talking to somebody, an old client, a few hours ago. Things went left. I don't feel sorry for that old client. Why? Because I don't feel sorry for you. Why don't I feel sorry for you? God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. I'm confident, just like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3. I am so arrogant, just like Riddick was arrogant, because you can see in the dark just like me. I'm no different than you. You're just not aware of Satan's devices. So I just got to make you aware. So how do I know Satan's devices? Well, you know, like I told you guys before, you know, me and Satan, we used to hang out. I was his little whipping boy. I was his little errand boy. I was his little imp. Thankfully, I've moved on to bigger and better things. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "For out of much affliction and out of much anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, Not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have come abundantly upon. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but as I've been saying for 20 plus years, where I've been, you do not want to go. You think you might want to go, not you, but maybe people you know, but trust me, you don't want to go. You don't want to go down the hell hole I just came out of. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 says, from out of much affliction and anguish of heart. Notice that had nothing to do with the head. That's why, again, to see in the dark, you got to turn off the head. Right now, a lot of folk, they got a lot of head knowledge. They got a lot of emotional shizness going on. But until you turn your head off, how you turn it off? You got to turn the heart on. How you turn the heart on? Toe-curling activities. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. Get out your head, get in your heart. I would teach you how to do that. Now, I don't know nobody else that's teaching you. Everybody else got some fancy new age way of doing it. I'm old school. I'm just a country boy from Texas. But see, down in Texas, they say everything is bigger and better in Texas. One thing I know about Texas, them good old boys don't play down chump. If you ain't packing, you don't want to bluff like you are. So the affliction means you've been through something, you've had some tears, and you've been grieved. But out of that darkness, my brothers and sisters, came light. See, God, the scripture says, he brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what I'm trying to show you how to do. How are we going to do that? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part that I may not overcharge you. See, my brothers and sisters, if I cause you grief, and I cause a lot of people grief, if you've ever got mad at me, you might want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. That's your ticket. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 5 says, but if I have caused you grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part that I may not overcharge you. See, grief is how you determine your charge. That way you don't overcharge nobody. See, what does that mean? In English, which I'll be breaking down, when I talk to people, I change. My course is $5,000. I don't charge everybody $5,000, whether they can pay it or not. There are some people who already know a lot of the stuff that I already talk about. Then there's some people who don't know any of the stuff I'm talking about. So I can determine so I don't overcharge anybody because I understand verse 6, 2 Corinthians 2:6. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was indicted or inflicted upon him. His punishment is how he paid. Let me make sure you understand. I just talked to a gentleman, and I talked to quite a few, but there was one, and I talked about it last night, currently incarcerated. And so what do you think I charged him? He's incarcerated now, not next week, been incarcerated for a long time, will probably continue to be incarcerated for a long time. You think I charged him $5,000 for my life measurement system? I don't think so. Let me make sure you understand the spirit realm, brother. Let me make sure you understand the spirit realm. This is just an introduction. We're going to spend 7 hours breaking this down. Seven. And we still will just be scratching the surface. Sufficient to such a man is his punishment, which was inflicted upon him, which was inflicted upon many. The punishment is the payment. To whom much is given, much is inflicted. See, whatever degree that the foundation or the building goes down, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. The spiritual gurus have the deepest darkness. If you following, no, I'm not gonna say that. If you following somebody and the worst issue they've had is a flat tire in rush hour traffic, and you going to them for spiritual enlightenment, may God have mercy on your soul. See, verse 7 says, or 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, so that the contrawise ye ought rather to forgive him and confront him, unless perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overwhelming sorrow. This 2 Corinthians 7 tells me why I wouldn't charge somebody who has already been kicked in the teeth. I'm not going to kick them in the teeth again, because they've already been kicked in the teeth. They've already experienced sorrow, and I don't want them to be swallowed up with too much sorrow. Verse 8 says, wherefore I beseech ye that you would confirm your love toward him. How do you confirm your love? By showing him grace, mercy, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Verse 9 says, for as, now this is important, brothers and sisters, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, for to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. Y'all want proof of somebody's spiritual knowledge? If they can kick a man when he's down, that guru, he ain't no damn guru. See, when I worked in the prison, all my buddies, we tied these guys up. Now, they deserve it. They threw, you know, AIDS-infested urine on us. They tried to put it in our eyes so that way we could get AIDS. They didn't know that I had prayed up before I came to work. So the shizness didn't work. But when they tried to do something, you know, they would do all these little traps and stuff to try to catch us. Then my buddies, you know, they would catch them. They would pull them into the interrogation room while they was handcuffed to the chair and stuff. And then five guards would start to beat the snot out of them. And then they would say, hey, Roger, your turn, dog. I'm like, no, man, I can't do that. They said, well, hey, come on, man. If you're going to be one of us now, you got to, you know, you got to hit him too. See, I can't kick a dog when he's down. I thought I could. I thought I was a thug. I wanted to be a thug. I signed up for I took classes, Thug 101. I wanted to be evil, because all the people that had money was evil. So I wanted to be one of them dudes. Thankfully, God had a better plan. And so all of my buddies, my friends were all of the freaking inmates. My enemies was my fellow officers. I had no problems. 20 plus years working in corrections law enforcement. Never had a problem with anybody I arrested. Anybody that I guarded. In fact, they would fight for me. They protected me one time when a riot broke out. Why? I understand spiritual law. And I need you to understand spiritual law. Because some of y'all are kicking folks when they down. That's not the time, bro. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 says, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes forgive I it in the person of Christ. See, the only way your forgiveness makes any sense if it's in Christ. What does that mean? So you're out of position. You're not in Christ. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Okay, so you're supposed to be being a blank, but you're being a blank. So therefore, you're doing all this great shizness. When you stand before God, he's going to say, you know, or you stand before the devil, they'll say, Peter, we know, Paul, we know, but who are you? When you stand before the big J, he's going to say, you will say, I did this in your name, I did that in your name. He will say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. Why? You are out of alignment. You are not in Christ. You see, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes, forgive I it in the person of Christ. What does that mean? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. This is a big one. This is why I do what I do. Love, brothers and sisters, I don't know what anybody else is selling or anybody else is teaching. Forgiveness is the meal ticket. I didn't say forgiveness. I said forgiveness. I don't have an art against nobody. I learned. I carried around a lot of anger, a lot of pain. Y'all know the story, man. Oh, man. If you don't know the story, you need to hear it. As a little boy, I grew up, man, I just wanted one thing. I wanted to disconnect somebody's head from their shoulders. Somebody beat me to it, and I was happy. When they announced that old girl's body was chopped up into so many little pieces that they couldn't identify the body. And they thought I did it. And I was like, nope, somebody beat me to it. Then I had all this anger against my biological father. Negro didn't do jack for me. Now I'm paying his bills and his rent. I don't know if you understand what forgiveness does, brothers and sisters. But that's the only way that you can understand the spirit realm. Because 2 Corinthians 2:10 that talks about forgiving. Now, when you forgive, the other person don't have to forgive you at all. Your forgiveness comes from God. God does things. The universe. See, when forgiveness is aligning yourself with universal law. It has nothing to do with the other person. Somebody do you wrong, you don't wrestle. I'm still trying to figure this out, man. I'm still trying to figure it out. People get mad at other people. I don't understand. No man or no woman should ever put a bullet in somebody else's body because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So if we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, who are we wrestling against? The Bible tells us spiritual wickedness in high places. You might want to put bullets in their head, but you can't see them. Oh, but you're going to take it out on your brother. Oh, you got a lot of people you dislike. Not you, but people that you know. Why don't you dislike them? Why do you dislike them? Why do you want to disconnect somebody's head from their body? Same reason I want to disconnect somebody's head from their body. They did me wrong, homie. Payback time. Until I read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage over you. How does he get an advantage over you? You ain't forgiving. You ain't forgiving people. You walking around with a grudge, man. Not you, but people you know. Forgiveness is the ticket to the spirit realm. I know a lot of spiritual gurus that they can't be a spiritual guru because they kicking folks when they down. You mean to tell me, I watch Negroes, the black conscious community is the freaking craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. You mean to tell me you got Negroes over there freaking arguing and talking about, yeah, man, dog, meet me over here, meet me over there, and they spiritual people. But because one is a Hebrew Israelite, and the other one is the Egyptologist, and the Negroes can't get together, and so they're attacking each other. They got dudes, guys are posting shit that's on Facebook, and if somebody don't like it, people get their feelings hurt. What? Do you know, I talked a thing on Facebook that Denzel Washington said that made a lot of sense, man. Right now, back in the day, social media is very dangerous. I like social media. I make a lot of money with social media, but it's very dangerous because it's a technology. Technology is a loosened bar. I don't care how great it is. Technology is here to replace your humanity. Technology, that everybody walk around with a cell phone looking down. Nobody looks up anymore. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage over you, for you are not ignorant of his devices, meaning we are ignorant. If you are ignorant of his devices, he will get advantage over you. Now, let me make sure you over, under, and understand what we're talking about. Because we're talking about some deep shizness, and the class ain't even started yet. The class starts on Monday. I just want to give you a couple of nuggets in your lap. It says, you know, we need to do certain things, because if we don't, Satan is going to do something. Now, in that scripture, Satan, the word Satan comes from the Strong Concordance number G5259. I thought that was interesting because that is very seldomly used for the definition of the word Satan. It appears in different things, you know, or different texts. I think I want to say, if I remember correctly, about four times in other verses throughout the Helios Biblia.
Strong's G5259.
Hoopah. So Satan's name very seldom is pronounced Hoopah. So this is what's getting advantage over you, homie, that keeps you from seeing in the spiritual realm, Hoopah. Now, Hoopah is a Greek word. That's very, very interesting. Because when we talk about, quote unquote, Hoopa or Satan, you know, everybody talk about this little green dude or this big green dude or this red dude or whatever. The word Hoopa means under you. It means U-N-D-E-R, under. Let me say that again. This is some deep shiznits. It is so basic that it's profound. Hoopa, under. It means down. It means similar to the word kata, K-A-T-A, which means behind. So it says, lest Satan, and lest somebody who's below you, somebody who's behind you, ain't even in your league, man. You mean to tell me you arguing and you fighting with somebody that is under you? So every time you react, you are reacting to somebody that is beneath you. They're not even on your level, homie. But you're wasting your time and your energy and your ki and your prana. That keeps you out of the spirit realm. See, lest something under you should get an advantage above you because you put your energy into it. The word Satan in this scripture means hoopa. It means something that basically ain't got no power over you, but you give it power when you give it energy. So you react to something. You give it your energy. Notice, you got to react. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the spirit realm. Because spiritual synthesis, this is where I hang out at, 24/7, 365. I don't go nowhere else. I like the spirit realm. Because, see, in the spirit realm, like I talked about, I think I posted it on Facebook, your mind is like a garden. So either you are cultivating that garden, or you are neglecting the garden. Either way, it's your garden. You are the master gardener. And you are either taking care of the garden or you're not. How, Brother Will, how? Whatever you consciously, subconsciously, or unconsciously focus on, you attract. Whatever you look at, you go at. That's all the scripture's saying. Don't put your chi or your prana into non-issues. That's what this is saying. Because that word Satan, in most verses, is Strong Concordance 4, 5, 6, 7. Santanas. That's the word that we are usually accustomed to reading and hearing when we're talking about Satan. It's the same word or similar definition because it has to do with your, it means adversary. So the things that bother you are under you. Let me say that again. It doesn't bother you. Do you ever notice, like, you're walking down the street and a little chihuahua comes out, arr, 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 and you look at the dog and you're like, that's a little dog. Because of the size of the dog, it doesn't bother you. But if a big Great Dane or a pit bull comes out chasing you, let's say, now, like pit bulls, they're usually cool when they're by themselves. But if you get a group of pit bulls together and one bite, it like they feed off each other. That's not a good thing. If you see a group, 3, 4, 5 pit bulls running loose in the neighborhood, you might want to climb the nearest tree. That might not even help you. I don't know if you've seen how high pit bulls can jump. And they climb trees, some of them. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters, to understand what I'm saying in this, what the Bible is saying. It says, lest Satan should get advantage. So it means obstacle. It means adversary. So the word Satan always has to do with an obstacle. It always has to do with something that's in your way. So if somebody says something, that gets in your way. That's how the spirit realm works. The spirit realm works, and we got to obviously go a whole lot deeper in how, because nobody reacts to something that's not an issue. So what does that mean, though? Because whatever we react to, we enact to. So this Hebrew word and Greek word, the basic meanings, again, has to do with, again, just basically anything that is a stumbling block, anything that is a hindrance, anything, anyone for that matter, that gets in your way, that causes you to stumble. It's like a stumbling block. And the reason I'm telling you all of this and breaking all of this down for you is because that's the spirit realm. The spirit realm is not a realm, as we will see when we get into this on Monday. When we talk about spiritual synthesis, we're talking about the navigating through the obstacles so that what isn't that's beneath you doesn't bother you because it's not a threat. It's beneath you. Because if you don't know, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage. So how can he get an advantage over you? As we talked about before, if you are ignorant. But what does that mean? In the spirit realm. So in the spirit realm, and we're talking about something or someone taking an advantage over us. Well, God has given me power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. How can something take an advantage or get an advantage over me? And what does it? What does that mean when you say get an advantage?
22, player neck tail.
Player neck tail. Player neck tail. The Greek word player neck tail. Now, this is an interesting word. When it talks about should get an advantage, the word, you know, advantage. You know, when we talk about an advantage, it's like getting ahead of somebody, you know, so on and so forth. But it's interesting how it's used here in this scripture. Now, this is extreme, like everything we're talking about today is just laying the foundation of what we're going to be discussing on Monday. And an advantage means that now Satan entangled. Remember quantum physics series that we did before this one? That's what this means. It's quantum physics. Quantum physics means that subatomic particles are forces that entangle, again, the spirit realm with the material realm. So Satan wants to entangle you in his realm because you don't belong here. The only way, now remember, he has to get an advantage. But the way by which he entangles you in the cares of this world is getting you to react. And the only way that you can react, for we are not ignorant. That's the only way. The only way that he can get you to react is that you're not aware. You're not conscious. Now, that word, again, as we look this up in the Greek.
Agnaeo.
Well, we get the English word ignorant. So the English word ignorant comes from the Greek word agnaeo. So agnaeo, again, is just talking about the fact that, okay, somebody can't see in the dark. Somebody, again, they are stumbling. They're falling over stuff that's beneath them that's placed there as a stumbling block. So it's put there to get you to stumble. So this word, again, agnaeo, means absence of das, D-A-A-T-H, which almost it spells like death. Very interesting that it's spelled similar to the word death. That means knowledge. So ignorance is the absence of death. Ignorance is the absence of daf, the Hebrew word from Strong Concordance H1847, which means knowledge, knowing, cunningness. So ignorance means that we are unaware of knowledge. We are unaware of knowing, and we are unaware of cuttingness. We are unaware of his wittedness, being witty. So ignorance has to do with not being aware, what I call consciousness. That is the only way that the devil's stumbling block trips you up. So you test my theory. Just go tomorrow when you go out. How many times something that is said or done that causes you to D-A-A-T-H, to again turn, to look, to pour energy into it. The spirit realm is the energy realm. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters. I do not know if you understand what I just said, so let me break it down for you, as we will break it down on Monday, even further. The spirit realm is the realm my brothers and my sisters. I love you like you is my own brother. I love you like you is my own sister. Isaiah 56 verse 10 says it this way. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They are sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. I did not call anyone listening to me a dog. Don't text me, don't email me, please. Read Isaiah 56, verse 10. Let me read it again. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10. This is extremely important. This is why this series is extremely important. The devil has no power over you, man. I've been saying this for years, so I'm not going to even go down my spiel about who you are. It's in my book, Dare to Be You, on page 33. But something happens when you don't align yourself with your true design. We become blind. The Bible talks about the blind leading the blind. Isaiah 56:10 says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. We are his watchmen. We are God's extension on earth, so to speak. But we're blind. Why? We're ignorant. What are we ignorant of? Spirit realm. That's the purpose of the class, to get you not to be ignorant of the spirit realm. Because Isaiah 56 verse 10 says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. So ignorance is associated with blindness. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They are sleeping. They're lying down. They're loving slumber. Now, pretty much myself included. Now, I'm not exempt. This is why I'm doing the message. Remember, I do messages that God tells me, yo, Negro, wake up. You need to address this. And then I just share it with y'all. So God is telling me this. I'm just inviting you along to listen. This message is not your message. This is my message. This is what God is telling me. Wake your ass up, Negro. Time out for freaking playing church. That's what God is telling me. Now, I don't know what he's telling you. I can't speak for you. I don't know you. But I know what he's telling me. He's telling me it's time out for your ass walking around in freaking ignorant, playing games, hanging out with people who are not on the same spiritual frequency as you. Romans chapter 1 verse 13 says, Romans chapter 1 verse 13 says, now I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you, but I was hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even among other Gentiles. God wants some fruit. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I want to be about the business of producing fruit. He also tells us concerning our gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. This is why you need to be on this class that starts Monday. Again, cost is $25. Just go to the website at masterteacher33.com and click on the link that says donation. Because 1 Corinthians 12, 1 says, now concerning your spiritual gifts, plural, more than one, I would not have you to be ignorant. Brothers and sisters, the Father does not want you to be ignorant. Why? Because Satan will have advantage over you. The only way he has advantage over anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice is that you are not conscious. You are not aware. You are not over under and understanding how the demonic realm works, just like the military. The military, perfect example of the demonic realm. There's a four-star general in the military that runs the show. Now, I don't know if you understand that, what that means. It's a rank structure. Nobody can usurp a four-star general. There's brigadier generals. There is what they call a lieutenant general. But a four-star general, four-star general outranks a captain in the military. Now, every branch is just a little bit different, but the demonic realm is eerily similar I'm talking like, ooh, wow. Like, when I found it out, I was like, whoa. Why did I go in the military? Oh, I already know. Because I was an IMP. I was a little devil. Why did I go into the police department? Oh, I already know. All of those organizations that have a lot of structure, and they give you a badge and a uniform, I think enough said already. Those organizations are almost identical to the demonic hierarchy. Now, the reason why that's so important is because in the movies, as I started to say, like in all of the movies, they got us fooled. You got the good guy and the bad guy in all of the movies, right? There ain't no good guy in none of the movies. It's just two bad guys. One is a little higher than the other one. Watch all of the movies again. Watch all the superhero movies again. It was very interesting. I've seen the movie King Arthur. I'm probably watching it again tonight. I missed all of this stuff the first time, that's why I'm rewatching. If you haven't seen King Arthur, before Monday you should watch it, because that's what we're gonna be breaking down. King Arthur, they had a sage, or what they call a muse, or they had this lady, basically witch. He got his power, the sword. King Arthur has a sword, represents the word of God. But how did the sword get his power? It had some inscriptions that would light up. And then it had some sigils on the ground. And it was empowered by the snake. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. At the higher realms, they already know all of this. Two sides, same coin. Now, when I say this, if people get their panties in the water, when I say Jesus and the devil are the same thing, then that's the truth. Now, I know it's contrary, but that is a truth. That's not the only truth. The truth is the fact that the Jesus that they're telling you is Vespasian. He's really Serapis. So Serapis and Lucifer, oh, yeah, they're the same. So we got everything after 1611. So they are telling you the truth. After 1611. So you got to go before 1611. Okay, that's another truth. So what they are telling you is a version. It is not the, it is a. So when you arguing and debating, oh, brother, that's not true. No, it is true. Because two sides, one coin. Remember, good and evil was on one tree. Jesus bought another tree. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life. Why come he didn't come that you may have knowledge of good and evil? He brought a whole nother disposition. That's why folks arguing, and will continue to argue and debate over the issue. Who is the Christ? So Constantine ain't stupid. He's a little slow, but he ain't stupid. He combined paganism with Christianity. I got to give him his props. Why? He took advantage. And so people are ignorant to that fact. I've been saying it, I don't know how long. I've been begging people to go watch it's a free on YouTube called Constantine Messiah. It's a freaking 2-hour video, I think. It explains it way better than I can. And you tell a Christian that, I got believers in my own family. They've never watched the film, but they don't believe me. They think I'm stupid. Really? Because I know basic history and you don't? Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. There is a hierarchy. There's a rank structure. A higher ranking demon will always overrank a lower ranking demon. So in the movies, when you see the good guy, usually a Catholic priest, and he says, you come out, and he's doing all this stuff. And then the bad guy, you know, like all this, like the right. Remember the one with Anthony Hopkins? Now this dude was a priest. He came in there and the devil whooped him like he was a newborn baby. Where they do that at? I don't know. I don't serve that God. That God that priest got, that dog don't hunt. So you better overstand, brothers and sisters. Thanks to Stacey. The Chronicles of Riddick. That was the name of that series. That's another one that y'all should watch before Monday. The Chronicles of Riddick and King Arthur. The new one. I know there's a bunch of ones. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, this series is going to be a very profound series. All of these series this year are profound series. I'm taking the gloves off, if you want to say that. I use that term. You guys know I've been talking in circles a lot. Like, I've never really talked about the fact that Jesus and Satan, and like, not all secret societies know this. People have asked me this, and I gave them the watered-down version. But it is time for y'all, all of us, to grow up, put our big boy drawers on. The Jesus that's in most churches That's the how can I put it delicately? That's the watered down version. You don't want that one. You want the warrior. You don't want the one that they're giving you. Now it's very important because them two Jesuses, them suckers look almost identical. So they have the ability. The devil transformed himself into an angel of light. He's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. It's very important that we understand the basics, my brothers and sisters, because it's important. Because when you go into the spirit realm, that Jesus is going to appear to you. That's the wrong one. But he's going to look, walk, act, talk, quack, just like the original one. But he's going to be devoid of love. At the end of the day, he would have you kick a man when he's down. Don't believe me? Go to church. And Philip, well, if you're already in church, stop tithing. Or stop going every Sunday. Or don't volunteer to do nothing. Watch how fast you get excommunicated. Or they take the energy out of you and they put it in somebody else who they can control. Now, most people who do that, they don't even know that. So the goal is for you to understand it. I ain't telling you to go pick it and go talk about nobody. I'm just telling you to understand it. Why? So that way you can do what? Get out of your head and get into your heart. Bring your gut with you. That's the spirit realm. The spirit realm is understanding how to turn your mind off, your brain, because thoughts come from thought. You got to get shizness from your intuition, your gut. Your gut, solar plexus, brings it up to your heart. Your heart amplifies it, and your brain activates it. Your brain should be taking its instructions from the heart that got the script from the gut. So the brain is the computer that carries out the instructions that come from the heart, and the heart gets its instructions from your gut, not from your head. Your gut is your first brain. Why do you think it's the largest organism in your body? You know how long your intestines are? But that's another study for another time. So brothers and sisters, join me Monday, April the 16th, as we start the 7-hour series. Again, go to the website, make the payment today, $25 for members of the Life Management Team. $50 for non-members of the Life Management Team. That's the early registration discount. After the 16th or after the 17th, whatever it is, it goes to the regular price of $100 for everybody. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend one. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I take my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.
And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me.
Done.
I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again.
Done.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.